Bloomington's mayor says his new city manager is doing such a good job, he may stick around for another 4 years.
If it wasn't for Jim Gleason, it's hard for me to see why I would try to seek a third term.
That's Terry Renner. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, with nonstop flights to Denver on Frontier Airlines. The Mile High City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com. This is 89.1 WGLT and WGLT.org.
It's Wednesday, July 15th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with another murder trial, another view of the toll of gun violence in Bloomington Normal. This time it's Anthony Grampsis on trial for the murder of 20-year-old Egerton Dover. One of the first things that jurors heard as the trial began yesterday was the 911 call just before 5 a.m. on a snowy Wednesday in December 2018.
And what's going on there?
There was a shooting.
When?
Just now.
Okay, sir, mother. Sir, who was shot?
My friend.
In her opening statement, prosecutor Mary Lawson told jurors that Dover was targeted for robbery after attending a gathering at a Normal apartment the night before. She says Dover had traveled to Champaign-Urbana to acquire marijuana, and some at the gathering were upset he didn't share. She says Grampsis and three other men went to steal Dover's marijuana. She says Grampsis was the driver, not the actual shooter. Bloomington Police Sergeant Timothy Carlton told jurors about responding to the 911 call and finding Dover's body in the kitchen.
The trim that's on the inside of the door was basically kicked in and was laying on the floor when we made entry. When I was exiting the house, then I also saw on the lock plate as well as the locking mechanism, it had been broken as if somebody forced entry into the house.
Officer Jason Hayworth told jurors that the snowy weather that night gave police their first clues, ultimately leading to Grampsis' grandmother's car.
Just outside the residence was another spot where the snow wasn't, that you could tell a vehicle was previously parked, and then those same shoe impressions were either coming or going from the vehicle at that spot.
Defense attorney Steve Skelton says Grampsis was not present at the shooting. He says testimony later will place him at another residence in the early morning hours that day. Skelton says the two men who actually entered Dover's home that morning were Tywan Bruce and Curtis Hairston. Bruce goes on trial next month. Hairston was killed himself in a separate shooting in Decatur just a month after Dover. Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County saw 12 new cases of the coronavirus reported yesterday. We now have 58 active cases. That's the most since mid-May, when an outbreak at Bloomington Rehab Nursing Home was underway. Governor J.B. Pritzker again threatened that he won't hesitate to impose stricter measures on the residents and businesses of the state if the number of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to climb. And McLean County's recycling rate essentially held steady at 46% last year, while the county's overall waste fell to its lowest level in at least 8 years. The county's recycling rate had increased for several years before 2019. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. This month, WGLT reported that Bloomington police rarely use force, only on about 128 people over the past 3 years. That's out of 200,000 calls for service. But of those 128, more than half were people of color. Almost all of them were black. That far outpaces their share of the general population here. I spoke with Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner yesterday and asked what he thought of those numbers.
I did ask the police review board to spend the next several months looking at, in more detail, our policies and procedures and how we might be able to change and reform, demilitarize, if you will, the police. That doesn't necessarily mean defund, it means demilitarize. And that could be, we do have, for example, the equivalent of social workers in our youth division that was created a few years ago. And so we can try to help empower the police to do the job that they need to do if we have people who are trained in social work and in other things. So I think those are just some of the reforms. We already have body cameras. We already have a police review board. There are a lot of things, a lot of changes we've made, but I've asked the review board to go into this in more detail and make recommendations to me and the council.
Our reporting found that, you know, while it's rare for police to use force in Bloomington, it's often people of color, especially black people, on the receiving end of those tasers or pepper spray. Over half of the 128 people over the past 3 years that's happened to. Is that concerning to you, that disproportionate impact?
Absolutely. I think that those numbers are very disturbing. And that doesn't mean that you're always going to have the exact proportion of people who are going to be pulled over that could be for a variety of reasons. One of the things that some of the national research shows us is that people of color tend to have less affluence. And if they have less affluence, their car is often in not as good a shape. And so they're more likely to be stopped for those routine things. And so that could be. But when you've got situations like what you've reported, that's one of the many reasons, including the national, you know, environment with Mr. Floyd and other issues, that I asked the Police Review Board to investigate and propose some reforms to us. So they're going to be holding some public hearings over the next few months. And I deliberately did not put a time period because we're not really sure what's going to happen with COVID. I just asked in my letter to them to take a look at this over the next few months and conduct some public hearings.
What are they going to be delivering to you in the city?
Some specific changes or reforms that they would recommend based on what they hear from the public and other law enforcement officials. What can we do to make things better?
One last thing before we let you go. I know we've got a big presidential election coming up in November, but then in April of 2021, it's the city elections. Have you decided, Mayor Renner, whether to seek a third term?
I haven't. And so it's something that I think about pretty constantly from a variety of different angles, and have spoken with lots of friends and colleagues and people that, we are either supporters or have been supporters in the past. And what are the things that we can accomplish over the next 4 years? What's realistic? And I do feel like things like the Downtown Transfer Center and other work in downtown and in some of our older neighborhoods and reform with respect to police procedures are some things that I feel like I'd like to get to a convenient breaking point on. So there are some things that I feel like I might want to seek a third term. That also doesn't mean that I will. There are also some personal issues, and I've got to kind of work that out as well.
You and I, we've been doing these interviews for a long time. You look like kind of a different guy these days. It seems like having City Manager Tim Gleason on board has lightened your load a bit compared to what you had to do with his predecessor, David Hales. How is that weighing on your decision here?
Right, or having to bring a city manager across the finish line. Come on. And that's no longer the case. It does affect it. In fact, if it wasn't for Tim Gleason, it's hard for me to see why I would try to seek a third term, frankly. I mean, he tips the balance. He's not the only reason, but he certainly would, seems to tip the balance. And I'm certainly leaning in that direction, but I need to make a final decision sometime in the next couple of months at the most.
That's Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. The city's next election for mayor is April of 2021. Before we let you go, the Unit 5 School Board meeting for tonight, that's been rescheduled for July 22nd. That's it for today. Support for WGLT as the leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, with nonstop flights to Destin, Fort Walton Beach on Allegiant. The beach is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.